Inside the shop at Drone America, design engineer Kyle Pruitt is showing off their plans for a new unmanned fixed-wing aircraft called the Savant.
So we have two prototype aircraft built. I'm actually integrating the wiring for the autopilot and actuators right now, so that's going to hopefully go into flight test within the month.
Since 2011, the company has been designing, building, and manufacturing drones in its Reno workshop. Their aircrafts are used for search and rescue operations, wildland and wildlife monitoring, and now, through a partnership with the Desert Research Institute, cloud seeding. Mike Richards is CEO of the company.
What unmanned systems do is have the ability to potentially reduce costs and reduce risk. And that's why we're teaming with Desert Research to enable us to expand the opportunities of seeding in more areas, particularly where drought is a factor.
Several Western states have had cloud seeding projects in one form or another for decades, typically using ground generators or manned flights.
At its most basic, the explanation is that we are equipping an unmanned aircraft with flares that burn and produce crystals of silver iodide.
That's Adam Watts, a research professor at the DRI.
And it's those crystals that we want to deliver to precisely the right location within clouds that result in enhanced precipitation.
He says the use of drones could be a significant engineering breakthrough for the field. Still, the practice has drawn scrutiny over how best to measure its actual impact. A few studies have estimated that the amount of extra precipitation produced by seeding to be between 5 and 15%. Terry Deschler, a professor of atmospheric science at the University of Wyoming, conducted one of these studies, and even he admits the numbers may be too rosy.
People want to be optimistic about the most positive result possible, but even the most positive result, that 15%, maybe really in terms of winter snowpack, is only 5%. Depends on the various things.
Deschler says there may never be a way to measure the effect satisfactorily.
My takeaway is that the same problems that plagued the science in the 1980s continue, and they're really pretty well-known problems, and that is the fact that you can't have a controlled experiment where you can seed a cloud and then not seed that cloud and see what the effects are. Nature doesn't give us that opportunity.
Beyond those limitations, there's also the challenge of funding. In times of drought, money tends to increase for cloud seeding and vice versa. The Desert Research Institute's latest program is being funded for 2 years through a state grant of $400,000. Drone America's Kyle Pruitt says now that they've proven they can deploy flares with their unmanned aircraft, the next test will be to fly one into an actual cloud during the right conditions.
The Savant's definitely a much bigger challenge because we're going to be flying non-line of sight in windy, icy conditions in the mountains with burning flares on an aircraft that we can't see.
No pressure.
Pruitt says their task may be daunting, but could ultimately prove to be a more viable tool for coaxing water from the sky across the West. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.